The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started. For those that I don't know, my name is Mae Elliott, and this week we'll be exploring the Buddha's five daily recollections, sometimes called the five remembrances or five reflections. And these are a series of reflections that the Buddha recommended that we actively bring to mind daily. And when I learned that there was a practice that the Buddha actually recommended daily, it really caught my attention. I was like, oh, well, this must be important. However, when I learned what they were, I realized they really weren't easy reflections, but I could see how tremendously beneficial they could be. And when I actually practiced them, that's what I found. So hopefully you'll think so as well. So here are the five. And we'll start with the first one today. So the first is, I am subject to aging. I have not gone beyond aging. The second, I am subject to illness. I have not gone beyond illness. I am subject to death. I have not gone beyond death. The fourth is, I must be parted and separated from everyone and everything dear and agreeable to me. And the fourth, I am the owner of my deeds and heir to my deeds. Deeds are my womb, my relative, my refuge. I shall be the heir of whatever deeds I do, whether good or bad. So these are the five. We'll do one each day. During the meditation period, we'll actually practice with the remembrances. So today I'll provide a slightly longer pre-meditation intro just to share about how we'll actually practice with them. So we'll begin with just some quiet breath meditation so that your minds can settle a bit, become a little more calm. And then I'll offer two ways to practice with the recollection. We'll start with just dropping the phrase into the meditation, kind of like dropping a pebble into a pond without conceptualizing a response, just seeing what naturally ripples through the mind and heart. So that's the first method. And then after that, and maybe I should say that could be complete in and of itself. That can be a complete practice. But just to offer you a variety of ways to practice with these teachings, we'll do a second method. And during the second method, we'll actually do an engaged contemplation. So a word on contemplation. In these sorts of meditations, we're intentionally inviting thinking to occur around a specific theme. But given that the mind can be very discursive and one thought can easily lead to another and another and another, we're going to keep a short leash on the thinking. So that keep that in mind as we do the contemplation, and I'll remind you of that during the meditation. So that might sound like a lot, but we'll keep it very simple, just these two different practices. Returning to our phrases, again, today, I am subject to aging. I have not gone beyond aging. And while we all know this, the purpose of this reflection is to help it sink more deeply into the heart, to help us realize it more fully. So let's see what happens during the meditation. So go ahead and find your meditation posture, a position that allows you to be both alert and relaxed. Maybe beginning by taking a few deep breaths. Connecting with your meditation anchor. That might be the breath. Maybe listening to the soundscape. Maybe a global sense of the body sitting or lying down in whatever posture you're in. Inviting the mind to rest, to settle on your anchor. We'll have some time in silence now just to land, to connect with the here and now, and to settle. You notice that the mind is wandering. Gently and kindly bring your attention back. You might slide your attention back to the anchor, especially if you're noticing that you're jerking the mind back or tugging the mind back to the present. Just a smooth, non-reactive slide back to the now. Shift now to introduce our contemplation. Just like dropping a pebble in a pond, we'll drop in our reflection. Just allowing the words to move through the mind and heart and body and seeing what ripples out. No effort to make anything happen or to squint to look too hard. Here's the phrase, dropping this in. I am subject to aging. I have not gone beyond aging. Just seeing what happens, maybe nothing, maybe something. I am subject to aging. I have not gone beyond aging. Or sometimes translated old age. I am subject to old age. I have not gone beyond old age. I'm taking a minute or two to play with this on your own, at your own pace. Maybe there's sensations in the body. Maybe certain thoughts come to mind. And if they do, you can include them. You don't need to push them away. You can see what sorts of images or words arise in the mind. It's part of the ripple. When you're ready, letting go of the phrase and coming back to your anchor. Allowing the mind to collect and settle once again. Introduce our second form of contemplation. It'll include a little more thinking. This is our engaged contemplation. I'll offer the phrase again, and this time with some questions, to allow you to think about the phrase, see what comes up for you. And I'll offer several questions, and you don't need to reflect on each one. Just pick up whatever stands out to you. I am subject to aging, have not gone beyond aging. So how deeply do you know this? Do you know it conceptually only, or do you know it in your core? When you visually see that aging is happening, how is it for you? Maybe wrinkling skin, sunspots, graying hair, maybe a change in ability levels. How is that for you? It might be thinking that arises out of these, of course, but don't forget to include the body. So there may be some thoughts and there may be physical sensations, emotions that arise. So we're including it all. When you feel aging in the body, how is that for you? Maybe less strength, less functionality. I had mentioned less ability. Maybe memories come to mind, a tenderness in the heart, just holding all of this with gentleness and kindness. When you consider old age, is there fear? If so, what are you afraid of? What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to as you age? Some of you, of course, may identify already being in deep old age. We're all getting older, if we're lucky. So as you get even older, is there anything you're afraid of or looking forward to? Imagine yourself in your ideal old age. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Reflecting on this, what does it feel like in the body? Your ideal old age. Coming back to the breath, the body, letting go of the inquiry. Settling back into silence. If there's any tenderness in the heart, whatever may be reverberating from the contemplations, including those in these moments of silence together, making space for them, holding them with kindness and compassion, gentleness. Knowing that all beings are subject to aging, may all beings be joyful and happy. May all beings be strong and healthy. May they be safe and protected, and may they live peaceful and at ease. Thank you for your meditation.